Wake up, my love. Wake up. It is an important day today. You haven't already forgotten, have you? It is our coronation in your homeland. Yes, of course. Very important. But it seems you've forgotten. I'm only teasing, love. You must wipe the sleep from your eyes. I've already picked out an outfit for you. I had hoped we might match a little bit. Purple represents royalty. Didn't you know? So I think it's important for us both to don it when we enter the throne room. I am glad you see my reason in it. Well, aren't you going to get up, sleepyhead? Can't you see I'm already ready? Well, of course I'm excited. I would be a liar if I said I was not. Aren't you? Granted, I know you never chose this, but it's something we've been fighting for years now. Both of us. You and I. It's important that we both enjoy today. It's more than just a coronation. It's a celebration of peace, finally, between our countries. This war has finally ended between us, and now we can flourish as one united kingdom. I'm glad that I'm celebrating it here with you, my love. And not some random pompous lord that my father would have made me marry if he were still alive. Though, if my father was still alive, we wouldn't be here, would we? No. Probably still be raiding your country's borders. He had ambition, but no tact. He was no better than a lump of, I don't know. You should have seen him on his deathbed. He couldn't even sit up. My point exactly. You'll make a much better king, and me a much better queen. But that much should already be obvious. Oh, I am very much so still tired. I stayed up all night, I couldn't sleep. I tried reading books, counting sheep. So much. None of it seemed to work. But I found an old tome in a sort of secret compartment on the nightstand. See? Look at these markings. I tore the library apart looking for some sort of translation. Turned out it was a magic tome. Imagine that. A magic tome in a long-forgotten castle. So it got me excited and... Well, I would rather be excited and learning something new than stay up all night worrying the coronation wouldn't go as planned. And that is what I did. It's really quite simple. This one is for starting a fire. Oh yes, I was not stupid enough to try that one. It'd be a horrible way to go. Before our important day as well. This one makes water appear out of thin air. I tried it. But I shan't soak you now. I don't want you looking like a wet mop. Let's see. This one heals wounds. Well, I won't tell you how I tested that one. You'd be cross. Only a little. It didn't hurt, really. Well, I appreciate you worrying over me. But now I know this cool spell. What else? Oh, yes. This one. This one requires a little bit of backstory. Because I had initially wanted to toss this tome aside. I have sort of a bad history with magic. It's what drove my father to an early grave. His ridiculous, incessant, depraved madness that drove him to find a cure for death. He wanted to live forever, you see. So, I saw that this was a magic tome, and that being that, I just didn't want to touch it, but I found an interesting section. Well, it's quite raunchy, if you will. A bit taboo. Magic that... Well, that perhaps a lady of the night might want in her arsenal, if you understand what I mean. I don't know, I thought it was interesting. Quite funny, really. And I was reading through them all, and... Well, I learned a few of them. Well, it is our big day, after all, isn't it, my love? And, well, we will need a celebration later. No, I don't mean the parties. Though yes, they will be grand. I meant when it's just the two of us. We shall celebrate. Yes, of course, as much wine as you'd like, my love. But... Don't tell me you don't understand what I'm trying to say. I learned magic just for you, and... You're brushing me off. Don't you want to know what I taught myself? Fine. If you refuse to listen to me, then I have no choice but to show you. So, close your eyes, and when you open them again, you're going to see something magnificent, I promise you. Oh yes, something that kings, queens, dukes and duchesses would claw each other's eyes out for. But something that you, my love, get for free. No peeking. I won't have a cheater. Only open them when I say. Do you understand? All right. You can open them. Well, based on the way your jaw has just dropped, I'm going to assume that means you approve. Can't you put two and two together, idiot? The spell is to remove my clothes for quick and easy access to you, my king. You don't approve. And why is that? You really think me stupid enough to cast it at court? My goodness. You have little faith. I wouldn't. It's more complicated than that. I can't really explain it to you right now, but... Don't you want to try the others? The sex magic. I didn't try all of them last night, but... There were some that claimed they could enlarge a man's... I don't know if it's true. That's not what I'm trying to say. Yours is perfect, my king. Fine. As proof, we need never use it. I told you, yours is perfect. Let's see. Oh, this one can enlarge my breasts. What? Yours is perfect, but mine could use a little boost. I see how it is. Fine, be that way. This one says it can ensure we both reach our limit at the same time for an entire month, even if we're not together. Don't you think it could be fun? Imagine you're at the small council and I just decide touch myself while thinking about you. Thinking about you squirming. Wishing I was there to relieve you. Surrounded by all the lords who are none the wiser. Doesn't that idea sound exciting? I knew you'd like it. But of course you could tease me too. You know I like to play fair. Only with you. You are the only person who is my equal and deserving of such treatment. Now, don't you want to have fun? All that and you're worried about where my dress went. Surely there are other things on your mind. Like how my naked body would feel against your tongue. Or how your fingers would feel inside me right now. Yes, I can bring it back. Good God. Now are you going to fuck me or not? That's what I thought. Now, come here. You have morning breath, my king. Of course. I don't mind. Not a bit. Come to the edge of the bed. I want to sit in your lap. Right here. I can feel the royal member increasing in size at a rapid rate. What? You don't like my jokes? I thought you thought I was funny. I want it. You know I want it, my love. Don't tease me, you know exactly what I mean. I want your stiff cock deep inside of me. Morning wood, is it? Are you trying to claim it's morning wood? As if I didn't just make this. How dare you? Trying to discredit me. I just put it inside already. Lay back. The whole castle is going to hear me. I don't care. Oh, my love. Don't be shy, my love. Touch anywhere you like. Trying those other spells.